This broadcast is a production of greensports.net and the WJPA Sports Network.
And welcome to Shark Tears Valley High School for today's finals of our WPIL Wrestling a Boys 2A Championship. Glad to have you alongside. Welcome back. We've been following our coverage all day long. We picked this up today with our blood round and have worked our way through our semifinals and two rounds of consolations. It has led us now to our 3 o'clock session, which will include our first, third, fifth, and seventh place matches. Right now the Parade of Champions is ongoing, so that you might hear that in the background as we are listening in. And Scott, you know, it's Washington County and Greene County pretty well represented here. We're going through it right now. I know you have a breakdown of kind of where things are with the teams that are remaining through these remaining round.
Yeah, okay, this is how it's going to break down. We had some schools that really had a fantastic run here. McGuffey brought 9. They're taking 9 next week.
Wow.
That's a great job by the Highlanders, and congratulations to Coach Roberts down there. Taking 7 is Burgettstown next week to Altoona, followed then by the Bentworth Bearcats and the Jefferson Morgan Rockets. They will be taking 5 to Altoona, followed by 4 for Beth Center and 4 for the Washington High School Little Prexies. 2 for Chartiers Houston, 2 for West Green, and 2 for Frazier. And there was 2 schools that I think got shut out this weekend. That is Avella, who brought their program back, and they didn't get anyone to next weekend, but they had a great year.
Yep.
And a new program over the last couple of years, they brought 3 here, the Brownsville Falcons. They didn't get anyone through either, so they have been shut out as well. But a total of 42 wrestlers from Green and Washington and counting Frazier County, they will be moving on next week to Altoona in that tournament.
Yeah, it'll be exciting to see, and we have a handful of great matches coming up. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have wrestling for you here on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
And welcome back. I want to remind you that this tournament and the broadcast rights to it are the sole and exclusive property of the WPIAL. This broadcast is intended exclusively for the benefit of our listening audience, and any use, rebroadcast, or distribution of this match without the express written consent of the WPIAL and WJPA Radio is strictly prohibited. The announcers are chosen and paid by WJPA Radio. All rights reserved. Copyright 2026. As we finish out the Parade of Champions, I want to at least do a quick around the horn of what to expect here in this first set. So 107 pounds is where we will start our championship match at 107 pounds. We Mason Kiesecker of Derry. He will face Angelo Bonai of Central Valley. Our third place match on what was mat number four will be Warren Wolfswoggle of Elizabeth Forward. He'll take on Braden Hanning of Jefferson Morgan. Our fifth place match will introduce Braden McClure of Elwood City and Cam Baker of Burgettstown. And the seventh place match will face Carl Thomas of Burrell and Hayden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston. So Humphreys of Char Houston, Baker of Burgettstown, both, and Hanning of Jeff Morgan, excuse me, all representing the local counties as that moves forward. Finishing up here, we're at 215 pounds of the Parade of Champions. Let's go ahead and step aside once more. We will come on back. The anthem will likely get played while we are on break. We'll come back at the tail end of the anthem, and we'll jump right into 107-pound wrestling here from Chartiers Valley High School. You are listening to WPIAL Boys Wrestling 2A Championships on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
And we already had our national anthem, so we are going to jump right into 107-pound wrestling. Excited to bring it to you here. Can't wait to get started. Scott, this will be a good one here. We talked about it. I think I heard 11 defending WPIL champions, or 11 wrestlers who have WPIL champions under their name already, so underway we get.
All right, let's get things started. Over on the third place matchup is a Jefferson Morgan wrestler taking on Braden Hanning. He is the sophomore taking on Warren Wolfsagel out of Elizabeth Ford, and they are quickly underway. And Wolfsagel has got the legs wrapped around of Hanning, but can he bring Hanning down? No, they're out of bounds, and they will come back into the center. That is their third place matchup there. Also, I'll keep an eye on the championship matchup, as that will be for first place. That is Angelo Bonai out of Central Valley taking on Mason Kiesecker out of Derry area.
We're underway for fifth and seventh place match. Carter Baker, excuse me, from that earlier of Burgettstown, no score against Braden McClure of Elwood City. Carl Thomas already a 3-0 lead on Holden Humphreys. He might have Humphreys stuck here. Does Thomas. He's got near fall points coming at least.
Going to be takedown here in the championship match for Kiesecker. Kiesecker, the young freshman out of Derry.
Just a freshman. He was so impressive in that semifinal match that we saw earlier.
Yeah. He's got the takedown. He goes up by a score of 3-0. Over across the way, Hanning is scoreless after one period with Wolfsagel.
Baker of Burgettstown a takedown near the end of the first period, so Carter Baker will take a 3-0 lead. On the flip side, Holden Humphreys gives up a takedown and four near fall points. He'll start on top to begin the second period against Carl Thomas of Burrell. He trails 7-0.
Wolfsagel throws the legs in. He's got the legs in on Hanning. Now he's working on a reinforced half up on top. He's starting to turn Hanning. Hanning's starting to go to his back, legs in, and Hanning's in a little bit of trouble here. Hanning close to going to his back, and he is getting enough back points. So there is back points coming for Wolfsagel. I don't know if he got the four count or he only got the three.
Yeah, hard to tell. reversal and more points for Carl Thomas in our seventh place match. He leads 11-0 over Holden Humphreys. Carter Baker holding on to a 3-0 lead over Braden McClure of Elwood City. That's in the second period as well. Baker riding on top. Up to his feet is McClure. Baker brings him back down and out of bounds. They'll go.
There is back points coming here. They're going to give him what?
I think at least two, it looked like.
I thought three. Let's see. Nothing on the board as of yet. There it is, three. There's they gave three. Him three. That reinforced half up on there. And now Hanning comes up to his feet. Legs thrown in there by Wolfsagel. Wolfsagel now will roll with him as he tries to roll through that stand-up.
Carl Thomas of Burl, a technical fall over Holden Humphreys of Chartiers Houston. He wins 15-0. So Hanning, Humphreys will take eighth.
Yep. One period in the book, 3-0 down here in the championship match. Kiesiegel lead. Now more back points coming here for Wolfsagel.
Carter Baker caught in a reversal. Lucky that no near fall points were awarded. But McClure of Elwood City will pick up two. It'll be 3-2 now. Baker still leads, but McClure with the reversal now on top. 35 seconds to go, second period.
Wolfsagel also a sophomore. And four more back points. 7-0 our score. Hanning trailing.
Bonai and Kiesecker, a pretty nice match so far. Kiesecker still leading 3-0.
And just Bonai, so, yeah, you know, Bonai had some trouble, too, in that match.
He did.
In the semis with Hanning.
Yeah, pretty top-loaded top three or four here is Wolfsagel now having, not say his way, but up has a pretty substantial lead, 7-0 on Hanning. Second period comes to a close between Carter Baker and Braden McClure of Elwood City. Baker leading 3-2 after two periods. Baker will begin the third period down.
Choice was to Wolfsager. He decided to go and work from the top. And you can see why.
Yeah. Put those legs in and sort of just.
Yeah, he's good on top, isn't he?
Yeah, it's having been a lightweight in my day, that was. I always hated running into guys like that who could just throw the boots in and have some fun. Baker up on all fours, trying to get up to his feet. McClure trying to bring him back down to the mat. Gets a little high. Baker looking for the head. But McClure will settle back into his hips. Minute 30 to go. Baker still leading 3-2.
Kiesecker leading by a score of 4-0 now. He's got the lead on Bonai. And here's those legs in again on Hanning. And guess what? More back points coming? No?
Wolfsagel does such a great job, too. There's been a couple times where his feels like his back is defensive pin, at least, you know, in that rough area, but he's done a great job riding.
He doesn't have any fear, does he?
That's one way to put it, yeah. And just understood, all of the matches at 107 pounds will be completed before the next weight class is announced. So no match going on right now on our seventh place mat.
He's got four more back points coming, so it's going to be 11-0.
Carter Baker continues to be ridden on, but he still leads 3-2. And as I say that, McClure going to let him up. So 4-2, Carter Baker leads, and Baker in on a shot. Can he finish the takedown under? There it is, Carter Baker, a three-point takedown. And he's got near fall points coming. Carter Baker of Burgettstown extends his lead now and looks, barring anything unforeseen, looks to have this one in hand.
Hanning's going to get a 1-point or a 2-point reversal. He will give up the 1-point escape. But time is dwindling away. Oh, he caught him. And he almost pinned him. Oh. With 3 seconds to go, he caught him.
He was looking
underhooks and almost had him pinned. He's going to end up losing this match 12-7.
Oh. Close one.
Oh, my goodness.
Carter Baker of Burgettstown, your fifth place winner, an 11-2 win over Braden McClure of Elwood City. Man, that was dangerously close.
Dangerously close. I tell you what, 5 more seconds, I think he would have pinned him.
I think he would have had him. I think you're absolutely right.
He stuck the underhooks in, and he rolled through, and the next thing you know, Wolfsagel's on his back, and he's looking at the ceiling.
One of the last, Matt, my senior year at Whippeel, was actually at this tournament. I was wrestling a guy, and I was losing 10-0, and I caught him and had him on his back, and I ran out of time in the period. I had a similar instance where a few more seconds, and I might have had a comeback, but I ran out of time. So
4-1 the count down here in the championship match, as Kiesecker has got the 4-1 lead on Angelo Bonai. Both wrestlers on their feet, 109 to go in this championship matchup.
Both wrestlers just so quick on their feet. And like the effort, right, the Kiesecker, a shot there, was blocked away by Bonai. Again, we talk so much about good defense is good offense, but Kiesecker there now.
To me, that's a takedown.
Is he locked up there? He had
it locked, yeah. Okay, they gave it to him. All right, 7-1. He's got the takedown, Kiesecker. He had the side cradle in there locked up. And I'm thinking,
what is there to wait for?
Yeah, I don't know what else he was waiting on.
You're right. Gives it to him. He'll give up the escape point. So 7-2 now, back on their feet. They wrestle.
40 seconds to go. Derry area. Forget how many they're taking next week. I'll get that for you here in a second.
And again,
they came in here with a lot, and they're taking a lot next week.
And I imagine they may take a lot to Hershey in 2 weeks, too.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, he's close to getting there. Out of bounds to go. They'll put them back up on their feet. 12 seconds to go. Kiesecker out of Mason Kiesecker, only a freshman out of Derry.
There were a couple. Their 14-pounder coming up here as well. Bulger's only a freshman, too.
Yeah, nice team.
And the way it looks, probably going to be a pretty nice team for a few years to come at least. Yeah, Troy Dolan, it's a guy of my era, head coach there, has built up a really impressive program at Derry. We're going to go ahead and take a really quick break. We'll be back with our 114-pound match when we return to WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Welcome back. 114 pounds underway, going around the horn. Our finals match at 114. Patrick Bulger of Derry against Javion Chambers of Highlands. No score there as they wrestle. Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, a 3-0 lead over Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. This is a rematch of a sectional championship just a week ago. The fifth place match, we had an injury default. Winner's going to be Ryder Gearhart of Keystone Oaks. He's going to get the default over Jack Kondrasik of Laurel. He also defaulted out of his last match. So that match is over, and our seventh place match underway, Blake Jamison of McGuffey, no score, against Grayson Stroop of Beaver County Christian.
All right, here we go. 3-0 in favor of in the third place matchup. That's Bobby Lemley out of Bentworth. He's got the lead, 3-0 over Caleb Delaney out of Jefferson Morgan. And he's going to quickly hit a switch, come around, and go up now by a score of 5-0. Championship match, your defending WPL champion, Javon Chambers out of Highlands, is right now trailing by a score of 3-0 to Patrick Bulger out of Derry. 3-0 in that one.
Yeah, another freshman here in Bulger. Chambers, a seventh-place finisher at PIAAs last year, and as you mentioned, the WPIO defending champ. So we've got quite something. We're going to get a stalling called, really, as the whistle blows, but they are going to do stalling. Bulger was just locked in on that ankle of Chambers as he was trying to scoot away. Seventh-place match. Jamison up to his feet. Second period underway. Blake Jamison and McGuffey with a 1-0 lead over Grayson Stroop of Beaver County Christian.
3-0 our score here in the championship matchup. Lemley leading over Delaney over on mat number 4 in the third place match. Chambers, as I mentioned, the WPL champion. Bulger was very impressive earlier. Out of Derry, another freshman, as Craig mentioned there, he said it's they got quite a arsenal.
Lemley with a 5-1 lead over Delaney. A takedown in the first period, a reversal, and then an escape. That's how we got there. Just 30 seconds remains, second period. On the other side, Blake Jamison. Did he run out of time? He did run out of time. 4 near fall points. Blake Jamison of McGuffey, an 8-0 lead now over Stroop of Beaver County Christian. So Jamison in great position here as we approach the third period.
One-point escape for Delaney, 5-1. We're going to go to the third period there, probably 5-1, in favor of Lemley. And the defending WPL champion is in a little bit of trouble here, Javon Chambers. Close to giving up a reversal.
Sort of switching on each other at this point, yeah. Chambers in deep, though, on a shot. He just needs to pry himself free. And Jamison has caught Stroop with a takedown, and now he's got near fall points. Grayson Stroop looking for a fall against Blake Jamison, down 8-0. It's now going to be 8-7 if he doesn't get the fall, and he does. Grayson Stroop of Beaver County Christian, down 8-0 in the third period, comes all the way back in a fall at 3:45 of the third period to defeat Blake Jamison of McGuffey.
A reversal for Bulger. He goes up now, a score of 5-0 now. And the WPL defending champion, Javon Chambers, is going to have to pull some magic out here in this third period against this talented freshman out of Derry area.
Bobby Lemley of Bentworth continuing to ride. He leads 8-1 over Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan. Delaney does get a reversal though, so now 8-3, 50 seconds to go. They're on the far boundary. Trying to work up. Delaney with a half in. Standing up though is Lemley. Up to his feet he goes. Granby roll through. Delaney does a nice job staying with him, but Lemley able to grab the leg. Work it up towards the head, and Lemley with the two-point reversal now 30 seconds to go. Lemley leading 10-3. He's got Delaney turned and a fall at 4:32. It'll be Bobby Lemley of Bentworth, your third-place finisher. Caleb Delaney of Jefferson Morgan, fourth place.
Chambers turns out to face. He's down 5-0. Bulger throws the reaching back. He's holding on to that ankle. Chambers. I'm going to get a stalemate call, put him back in the middle and try it again.
We'll stick with this one here for a few more seconds, and then we'll head to break before we get to our 121-pound matchup. But as Scott mentioned, Chambers on the ropes a bit.
Tries to come to his feet. Bulger brings him right back down. Then slides that leg right in there. Tell you what, Chambers has been befuddled, to say the least.
That's Bulger's been in control for a lot of this match.
These are freshmen from Derry.
Isn't that something? Both Bulger and Kiesecker are just I mean, what? Can't be more than 14, 15 years old.
Oh, well, yeah, that's it.
I mean, yeah, nice. Impressive is an understatement.
Nice job there by Chambers to kick that leg out. Look at that. That there's confidence. That's right there is confidence. He go ahead. He
heavy on that leg, and Patrick Baldur of Derry area, your WPIL champion, 114 pounds, a 5-0 decision over Javion Chambers of Highlands. We'll be back with 121 pounds here on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, McCrackenPharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Fallen in love with a house? Head over heels for a home plan? Take the plunge and apply for a mortgage loan with First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. Still feeling commitment shy? Complete a mortgage pre-qualification. It's simple, 100% online, and you'll get a personalized answer within one business day. Apply anytime online at ffgc.bank. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 458-729.
Welcome back around the horn. 121-pound final. Preston Bubash of Elizabeth Forward. Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. No score. Third place match. Brock McClure of Bentworth. Raiden Thomas of Valley. Fifth place match. Scheduled to be Delaney of Jefferson Morgan and Ely of McGuffey, although it looks like there has an injury default there. Seventh place match. Chase Brown of Yawk. Jake Guzik of South Park. Brown leads 3-1 early.
All right. No score in the McClure match. McClure and Thomas over here for third place. We got blood time running to McClure.
Yeah, I'm not sure who defaulted in 121, excuse me. The 27 match will be Delaney and Ely. I'm not sure what the 21-pound match was. We'll try to loop
Delaney
that one.
Delaney wrestled. I remember. He got beat. I remember that.
Yeah, not sure.
I don't know.
Second period underway for Brown of Yawk, Guzik of South Park. Guzik riding on the bottom, Brown riding on top. Has that right leg in deep. Guzik trying to reach back looking for anything but can't find it. Here on mat one, Bubash of Elizabeth Forward out to a 6-2 lead already on Bruce Anderchak of Quaker Valley. Mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Anderchak was one of his earlier wins today made him the all-time wins leader in Quaker Valley history. So would like to add to the accomplishments for Anderchak today if he can find a win, but he trails early. McClure still being cleaned up, although he looks like it. That is getting near completion.
We're in the cleanup period there.
Guzik up to his feet. He's got a high single trying to work into Brown now. He's going to get one for an escape. He's going to drop Brown. No takedown yet. Is Brown now searching for a leg? Good shot there by McClure. He's in deep. He gets behind Thomas, trying to lift Thomas and bring him down on the ground. And there's the three-point takedown right at the end of the period. Brock McClure, big three-point takedown.
Those are the ones, if you're Raiden Thomas out of Valley, you just can't give up that. Not with that kind of time left.
Yeah, and even if you're not necessarily paying attention to the clock, there's got to be some sort of internal clock.
Yeah.
You had that blood time. You knew what it was when the whistle restarted. Yeah, you got to know to be able to hold off on that one.
Anderchak trailing 6-2 to Preston Bubash. Out of Elizabeth Ford High School.
McClure starts down, trying to work his way back up to his base as Thomas rides. 3-0, McClure leads after that late takedown in the first. Second period over in our seventh place match. Guzik and Brown tied at 5 as we go to the third.
Just underway, second period, with Anderchuk will start from the top. Bubosh will work his way up to his feet. Anderchuk will bring him back down and roll him off to the edge of the mat, and he'll come back to the center one more time.
Thomas in on a half, but McClure does a nice job to cinch on down on that. As they near the boundary, McClure up to his feet. Thomas hard slam back down to the mat. Under a minute to go, Brock McClure of Benton, we're still leading 3-0. This is a third place 121-pound matchup.
Granby roll of the stand up there from Bubosh, but Anderchak's right back on top of him.
Anderchak's been really good riding here, but just can't seem to connect anything.
They, Quaker Valley, the last few years, picking up their program.
Thomas has ridden McClure for the majority here of this second period, rather. But McClure, again, with the 3-0 lead. Brown of Yawk with a three-point takedown with a minute left. He leads Guzik of South Park 8-5.
Anderchuk, man, got away with a little fun of a false start there. But Bubosh is trying to back up into him.
Say, it doesn't much matter at this point.
No, Bubosh is close to getting out of this thing. Holding on to that leg is Anderchuk. Anderchuk's, he's in a bad spot now. Close to giving up that reversal, if not the escape. He's hanging on to that leg, though. I'll give him credit.
Yep.
Well, he lost it there. Now we're going to give up the reversal. That's going to make it a reversal, and that's going to make the score 8-2. Bubosh out of EF.
Yeah. Raiden Thomas rode Brock McClure for the entire second period. So 3-0, McClure's lead stands. Thomas quickly starts down and quickly with an escape. He now is within 3-1. In neutral position they go. Takedown here for either wrestler could put it away.
The only points that McClure's got that late takedown.
Yep.
In the first period.
Tried to step through.
Oh, look.
Another takedown?
Yeah, he got it.
Yep.
McClure got it.
Oh, there it was. I had my eyes on the wrong official. You're right. Yep. McClure with the takedown with a minute 30 to go. He now leads 6-1. A huge takedown from McClure in this third place match.
That was all power, too.
Yep. Anytime you can get up into a body like that and step through on that trip is... Yeah, that takes a little extra strength that not everyone has.
6-2 the count in that one. Down here in the championship match, 8-3. Bubosh leading. And Bubosh just drives into Anderchuk. He didn't get the takedown as of yet, but he is so close. And nice job by Anderchuk to get out of it. And that's going to do it for the period. As he now, Anderchuk will take the down position, I'm assuming.
Shot in there by McClure. Thomas sprawls, trying to get behind McClure. McClure just got that, trying to block it with his right knee. Trying to get behind is Thomas. He's more or less behind, but McClure still got that leg, so that's going to prohibit the points being awarded yet. Thomas down 4, though, so a takedown doesn't do it all.
No, he's just wasting time here.
Yep. I think his coaches are starting to signal to him that he's got to do something else besides there. Gives up his position on the leg, and now McClure in on the shot.
8-4 down here. Anderchuk is now trailing by 4 points, and he gets a one-point escape.
Chase Brown of Yawk, a winner over Jake Guzik of South Park. That's the seventh-place match. And Brock McClure of Bentworth, your winner, 6-2 over Raiden Thomas of Valley at 121-pound third-place match.
We got blood time running down over here on mat number one, championship match.
Why don't we go ahead and step away for a quick 30. We'll be back to finish up the Anderchuk and Bubosh match when we return on JPA.com and greensports.net.
Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency here in Washington. When was the last time you reviewed your homeowner's policy? In recent years, the price of homeowner's insurance has gone up dramatically. In fact, some companies have raised their rates by as much as 35% in the last year. If you haven't reviewed your coverage lately, now is the time. You might be surprised at how much you can save. Call us at 724-228-3448. Visit us online at dayinsurance.com or stop by one of our offices in Washington or Hickory.
Anderchak on his feet, 8-4. He's down by 4 points. He's got to figure something out here. We're down to 110 to go in this final matchup, or the final period. Here at 121 pounds, and the stalemate called by the official. We'll put him back in the center. We'll do this again. Greg mentioned earlier that this is a Anderchak broke a school record at Quaker Valley, most wins. But right now he is just having a, and he's going to give up a takedown here. 11-4 the score now in favor of Bubosch out of Elizabeth Ford, and he's down to 37 seconds.
Yeah, Anderchak's going to have to go as he gets up for an escape. Yeah, down six now. Going to need a big move here. Give Bubosch a lot of credit. He's been really relentless in this effort. In on a shot is Bubosch. A lot of hand fighting. Both these wrestlers just...
They're all... Elizabeth Ford's in the same section with Derry, yep, too, aren't they? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I believe so, yeah.
Well, and?
Go ahead.
I think he's going to finish this thing out. 11-5, sir, final.
Yep.
Bubosch, your champion, WPL champion from Elizabeth Ford.
And we'll be back with 127 pounds when we return, WJPA.com and greensports.net.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve, you have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Around the horn, 127 pounds, first place match, Cameron Baker of Burrell, Austin Kasanovich of Avonworth, third place match, Danny Smith of Burgettstown, and Noah Patton of Wash High. In our fifth place match, it's James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan and Clayton Ely of McGuffey. And our seventh place match, Lyndon Aker of Highlands, Shane Cronin of Best Center.
Smith and Noah Patton. Smith, Danny Smith out of Burgettstown. They've probably seen each other a few times.
I've got the same on our fifth place match, Ely of McGuffey, James Delaney of Jeff Morgan. Ely already out to a 6-2 lead, but now Delaney with a takedown. It's 6-5 as they go out of bounds. So quick moving here in our fifth place match. Similarly, Shane Cronin of Best Center jumps out to an immediate 7-0 lead over Aker of Highlands. That's through the first period. 10-0, excuse me. So Cronin up big 10-0 after one. Ely and Delaney 6-5. Ely leads after one in our fifth place match.
Patton, now a couple of head taps on Danny Smith. That's going to be, no, not quite.
Oh, look at Cameron Baker here for Burrell in our first place match. Already 9-3. He's already got three takedowns just in the first 75 seconds against Kasanovich.
One period in the book. No score between Noah Patton, Danny Smith. Patton out of Wash High, and Smith out of Burgettstown for third place. Championship match. Oh, now 12-3. And Cameron Baker is doing the number here.
Yeah, that one might be over before too long. Cronin of Best Center will reverse there. It'll be 12-0. He just needs a few more points to end his match with Aker of Highlands.
Back over to Patton. Patton starts his period from the top. Works to the left side. Tries to get underneath there with a half. Tries to bar it. Now he's now Smith comes up to his feet a little bit.
James Delaney of Jefferson Morgan has Clayton Ely of McGuffey on his back. Stuck trying to find the fall. Still about a minute 10 remaining, but Ely does a nice job to roll through it. He's going to stave off defeat for now, but four near fall points, 12-6, Delaney leads.
Two-point reversal for Smith. He takes the lead on Patton. Noah Patton here, 127 pounds. Young man out of Washington, Danny Smith out of Burkittstown. And Smith says, you know what, we're going to come to our feet. I'm going to push you away. We'll start from there. Quickly, Patton on a single leg shot on Smith. Smith gets back. 2-1 the score. Patton out of bounds. They go. They put him back in the center.
Cronin, go ahead. Cronin still leading 12-0. He rides on Acre of Highlands again. Just needs one more either near fall or takedown, and he'll have that one. Delaney 12-6 over Ely, 30 seconds ago, second period.
Patton and Smith on their feet, facing each other. Now being pushed away off to the side, and they'll come back to the center. Ankle sweep by Smith. Deep on that ankle, ankle, and now moving up the body on Patton. Danny Smith has that ankle. He's got it trapped in there. Reaching back around, trying to maintain a neutral, is Patton. Danny Smith over top. Now Smith in a pretty good position, but the period's going to sound. And we're going to go to the third period with the score. 2-1 in favor of Danny Smith out of Burkittstown. He's got the lead. Choice to Patton. He'll go bottom.
Shane Cronin of Best Center up to his feet. He'll spin away. He just needs a takedown here. He leads 13-0. Takedown will have it. And now Clayton Ely, who was down 12-5 just moments ago, gets a escape, gets a takedown near fall. And Clayton Ely of McGuffey up 13-12 gets a fall. I missed the time there, but it's in the third period. Ely, your winner in your fifth place match over Delaney of Jeff Morgan. And similarly, just to finish up, Cronin with a takedown. He wins 16-0 technical fall over Lyndon Acre of Highland. So Best Center, a fifth or a seventh place finish, McGuffey a fifth place finish, and Jeff Morgan a sixth place finish, all at 127.
Well, we're now tied 2-2, Patton and Smith. Patton grabs the head, tries to trap the ankle. Smith gets out of the way. Smith trying to control that wrist on the right side. And out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center. 107 to go in the match, tied 2-2. Big lead, 13-4 for Cameron Baker in the championship match at 127.
Yeah, Baker's wrestled most of this match on his feet. He's just been so good with the takedowns that he's willing to just fight Kasanovich from neutral. Oh, great ankle pick there. Gets behind and should be a takedown, and there it is for Baker, 16-4. He now leads.
Still tied up 2-2, third place matchup.
Baker's
reminder next week, yep. What they'll do is they'll seed the top three champions, 1, 2, and 3, and then there's a corresponding bracket that goes with it. And that's how they do it. So, you know, who knows?
A little funky, but makes sense.
Yeah.
Looks like we got blood time here for Baker, so we'll stay on with Smith and Patton here, 2-2.
21 seconds to go, tied at 2. A takedown for Smith and a couple escapes for Patton. That's pretty much it. We are tied at 2, 21 seconds to go. Oh, boy. Nice shot underneath by Patton. He's going to get the takedown. My goodness, he fooled him. He dodged, he went up high, and he came down really low. That was a nice takedown by Noah Patton, and he is going to finish third.
Yeah, great low single, great finish there for Patton as he knocks off Danny Smith. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, wrap up 127, and move on to 133. You're listening to WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
And welcome back. Our first place match just came to a close. Cameron Baker of Burl, a winner 16-5 over Austin Kasanovich of Avonworth. 127 pounds is complete. We will get the place winners for 121, and we'll be back with our 133-pound championship. You're listening to AA Wrestling, WPIL Wrestling on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
Slovenian Savings and Loan is here for your life, your future, and your dreams. While life's pace seems to get faster and faster, Slovenian Savings and Loan still stands by its traditional values of honesty, integrity, and building personal relationships. Enjoy all modern conveniences to make banking easy, combined with a down-to-earth, face-to-face way of doing business. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Around the horn at 133 pounds, Lucas Barr of McGuffey underway in the finals match against Camden Olson of Derry. In a third place match, Jeremy Wagner of Keystone Oaks and Noah Collins of West Green. No score, but Wagner there with a takedown. Kristen Triato of Hopewell, Garen McDonald of Central Valley in fifth place, and Carter Thomas of Burl, Yusef Betts of Valley in the seventh place match.
133-pound championship match, Lucas Barr out of McGuffey. Right now is scoreless in his match with Camden Olson. Lucas Barr is senior, 38-4. Now he's 41-4 overall this year. Across the way is the third seed, the freshman out of Derry. A freshman again.
Another freshman,
and a double leg shot here by Barr, and Barr gets him down.
Noah Collins trailing after one period to Wagner. Wagner's going to give him the escape to start the second period. So 3-1, Collins trails. Good shot by Collins, and he's in. And that's a takedown for Noah Collins of West Green. He now leads 4-3 over Wagner of KO.
Takedown for Barr. Barr's got the lead on Camden Olson, a freshman out of Derry.
Can only wonder how many more times you're going to say that comment here today.
He's 41-14 this year. Now, let's do the math here.
That's a ton of matches.
Okay, so he's going to have at least 45 wins this year, you think?
That's going to start to tick up to some
180
big
wins if he stays healthy and everything goes.
That's going to.
Seriously, that's crazy.
That's insane.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things going into that. You got to stay healthy. You got to have the right matchups. And
tell me if you've heard this one before. Our 139-pound match, Michael McNeil of Derry, freshman. So that'll be at least four freshmen. Oh, yeah. And William McNeil, who lost to Emmett Wolf in the semifinal match, that's another freshman. Tell me about the youth program in Derry.
Tell me about that. 1 point, we're in the second period. 1 point escape for Barr, 4-0. Well, you might as well just ship that trophy, the WFL team trophy, down there right now for the next 4 years. Now, because who's going to compete with that?
Who's going to compete with that?
I mean, Burr will give them a run because they always do.
Sure, there are plenty of great programs scattered throughout, but
my gosh. And that didn't even tell you what's coming up next year that are freshmen.
Yeah.
All right.
4-0 in favor of Barr. He's got the lead. Collins holding on to a lead over there, 4-3.
10 seconds.
Over Wagner. Double leg shot by Barr. Dumps him right back on his back. Trying to fight out of it is Olsen. Camden Olsen doing his best to squirm his way out of it. Barr's hanging with him. He's got a 7-0 lead. And he will maintain control. Olsen does a nice job of getting out of danger, giving up back points.
Yeah, Collins still leading 4-3 now into the third period against Wagner of KO. Wagner in on a shot, though. In on a leg, I should say.
Did you go to Powerade?
I did not.
I was just curious if Derry went.
I could probably look it up for you.
Look and see if they went. I'm just curious to see how they did. With this many freshmen, this talented, I bet you Troy Dolan took them. I don't know off the top of my head. But, yeah, it's a... Barr leading here 7-0.
Wagner still trails Collins of West Green. We got a stalemate. 104 remaining. Collins leads 4-3. This is the third place match. They're going to be on their feet to go. Each wrestler with a takedown. It's the escape by Collins. It's right now the difference. Great shot by Collins in deep on a double. Pops the head out, and Noah Collins of West Green has his second takedown. He leads 7-4.
Noah Collins was the second seed in his weight class, too. If I remember right, let me look here.
On the upper mezzanine.
Noah Collins is the second seed. He is a senior. Lost earlier today in a tight match with this kid. Now here comes Barr out to the front, the senior, leading by a score of 8-0 after getting a one-point escape. Now Collins getting some back points. He's going to go up even more. He's got at least two, maybe three. I don't think he has four. He's got two.
Derry did go to Powerade. They actually only had one fourth-place finisher.
Who was it?
It was actually Horwat. Or Horwat.
Horwat.
Yeah,
okay.
Mason, yeah, who's a junior,
okay. Mind
you. But they took 18th place out of 74 teams, so they only had one place winner, but they certainly won a few matches there. So
yeah, they won some matches.
That's an impressive showing, all to say.
Final score, Noah Collins is going to finish third, 9-3 winner.
Yeah, great finish there for Collins, and Lucas Barr well in control.
Barr leading 11-0. Yep. He's cleaning things up, and he is going to be your WPL champion at 133 pounds. Lucas Barr out of McGuffey High School.
We're going to go with that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll be back bringing you 139 pounds when we return. This is Boys AA Wrestling on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet?
It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
And welcome back to Shark Tears Alley High School. We are underway now at 139 pounds. We'll go around the horn quickly at 139 pounds. Drake McClure of Bentworth against Michael McNeil of Derry. Stop me if you've heard this one before. A freshman from Derry in a championship match. Third place match, Jacob Stewart of Burrow, Mason Wright of Best Center, Lane Ely of McGuffey, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown in fifth, and Logan Fox of Elizabeth Forward and Dylan Jones of Keystone Oaks, your seventh place match.
All right. 139 pounders are out here. McClure and McNeil. McNeil was the third seed. McClure does a nice job of getting out of trouble there. Updating. Help me out here.
What are we looking at? So McClure and McNeil, yeah, no score there and underway. Stewart and Wright, no score as well. That first period is now over. That's our third place match. In fifth place, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown has a 3-1 lead over Lane Ely of McGuffey. That first period is now over. And Matt Seven, Dylan Jones of KO, a 3-2 lead over Logan Fox of EF. That first period is now over.
No score here. This is the first period. McClure and McNeil. McClure out of Bentworth. Drake McClure, only a junior. This year he is 41-7. He is a junior. McNeil, the freshman, his overall record is 26-15. So he's beatable.
Yeah, but he wasn't seeded, seeded fourth, it looks like.
He's seeded third.
A third, sorry.
Yeah,
there he's
seeded third, yeah. He beat Mason Wright out of Best Center in semis earlier today. 15 seconds to go here in this first period.
Mason Wright, no score with Jacob Stewart of Burrell, but he's got Stewart stuck there for a little bit, but Stewart able to roll out of it and actually get an escape out of it. No near fall points for Mason Wright, and now Jacob Stewart with a 1-0 lead. Cadis of Burgettstown still leading 3-1. Sanding switch there. He'll connect on that, and a reversal for Cadis. He now leads 5-1 against Ely.
First period in the book. We'll go to the period number two. No score. Choice to McNeil. He'll work from the bottom. McClure will be boarding up on top. Whistle sounds. We got a false start called on red. That's going to be on McClure for false start.
McClure. Ely up to, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Ely up to his feet. McClure, or Cadis, excuse me, drops down, picks that one up, and brings Ely back down under 30 seconds to go. Second period, 5-1, Cadis leads.
Mason Wright leading 1-0, or I'm sorry, trailing 1-0. McClure getting a bit high. Watch his leg. Okay. And McNeil trying to pop his head out. They're right on the edge and potentially dangerous call. We're down to 126 in the second period. McClure riding up on top and throws the legs in. Reaches across that cross body. Tries to set up the guillotine. He's got the arm. He's got a trap. Watch the arm, and they're going to stop it once again.
Yep.
Well, no, they aren't. They're going to let it go. But
he's
a little bit.
He's very – that official is right on top of him. And there it is.
Ah, stop. Wow.
You got good eyes up here, Scott.
Man, that looked like – I think that arm looked like it was going to go the other way. Again, legs in. Well, no, doesn't quite have it in. Blocked that time, and McNeil jumps a cradle. McClure jumps a cradle. He's got it. Let's see if he can finish it. He's got it cradle locked. He's got it locked. He's got it to the side. McNeil trying to pick up on McNeil.
McNeil almost trying to squeeze out of it, pull that head out of it.
And he does. He gets it out. And
Squeeze! Oh, man.
Will he get a reversal?
Squeeze!
McClure hanging on to that leg. McClure will not let that leg go.
Get off your knees!
And he gives up the one as he kicks out. 1-0 in favor of McNeil.
Yeah, wow. Tremendous effort from McNeil there as McClure had. I wouldn't say exactly what he wanted, but it was certainly close. Mason Wright gives up a takedown to Jacob Stewart of Burrell. Stewart now leading 4-0. That's a third place match, just 20 seconds to go.
That's a second caution called against McClure. He has two cautions called against. The next one's a point. Here's McNeil. If I'm McNeil, I try to jump the whistle maybe once. You know, if you don't have any, maybe get him thinking. McNeil leading by a count of 1-0. He is the third seed against the top seed, Drake McClure, out of Bentworth. And we will go now to the third, and choice to McClure. He'll work from the bottom. 1-0 our score.
Jacob Stewart, a winner at third place match from Burrell. He defeats Mason Wright of Best Center 4-0. A late takedown by Stewart. Ice that one for him. Quickly, Carter Cadis of Burgettstown. He leads 8-2, excuse me, over Lane Ely of McGuffey. Just a few seconds there. Cadis looks to be the fifth place finisher.
McNeil is going to cut him free. So it's tied 1-1. Shot underneath by McClure. He has a single leg on the right side of McNeil. He's got that leg. Can he finish it? He tries to lift high, and he does. He slides in behind. I think he got it. I think he had it. I think he had the 2 points.
Official explaining. And
I think I would have gave it to him. All right. I think I would have gave McClure the 2 there. But
yeah, look close there.
I mean, I'm right down on top of it, too. So I don't have a pretty good look at it.
You had a pretty good angle.
It's not like the other way. It's not over there. McClure. Nonetheless, it's still tied at 1. We're 122 into this championship match at 139 pounds.
Ooh, good low single. He got the ankle.
He's got it again. He's been down on that ankle a few times. And they're going to stop it for potentially dangerous.
McClure's got to be feeling better about where he was maybe just a few minutes ago, but you're right. McNeil's been so strong defensively every time McClure seems to have something.
Now McNeil does a shot. He takes a shot on the left side. He's got the leg of McClure. He has he's got him sitting down on his haunches. Now McClure gets back up on his feet. McNeil close to getting the takedown, and then McNeil's got it.
Yeah,
that's 2.
So there it is.
He's got the 3. Excuse me. That'll make it 4-1. McNeil, a 4-1 lead over Drake McClure out of Bentworth. And I think he busted his nose on top of the mat. 4-1 to score. 32 seconds to go here in the third period.
Yeah, McClure. I'm frustrated at how that all came to be, but yeah, down on the mat. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll finish this match at 139 pounds. You'll listen to AA Wrestling on WJPA.com and Greensports.net.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Michael McNeil has been beaten 15 times this year.
By who?
I want to see who. That's exactly. I want to see who's beating him. But I'm telling you, this he is the young man out of Derry, and he's got a 4-1 lead 32 seconds. Now, I've seen McClure come out of matches like this and pull out wins. He's down by three. 4-1 the score. And remember, McClure's been warned twice for false starts, so that's going against him as well. So he can't jump the whistle at all.
Yeah, now he's just looking for anything, reaching back, trying to find a head.
He's got it. Well, look out for the Merkel. He's got that head. He's got it laced.
He's got the reversal. Under 10 seconds to go. Needs to do go. So he needs to go.
Trying to pull him over top. And he won't be able to do it. How about that? McNeil, a WPL champion. 6-3 out of Derry High School.
Yeah, what a finish there. Great match from both wrestlers. We'll be back with 145 pounds when we return. This is AA Wrestling on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
You have to have insurance, but you don't have to overpay for it. Have the rates gone up on your auto and home policies? Make an appointment with Hernberger Insurance to discuss all your coverages, home, auto, life, and business. As an independent agency, Hernberger Insurance can provide the coverage you need and shop for the best price. Proud to support our local sports teams, coaches, athletes, and fans. The Hernberger Insurance Agency, Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Call 724-745-6474.
At Shaft Drillers International, we're a world leader in construction. We deliver industry-leading blind bore shaft, abandoned well and new hole drilling, geotechnical, carbon capture, solution mining, and water resource development solutions grounded in integrity, safety, and community. We don't just deliver construction solutions. We volunteer and invest in our community. Visit shaftdrillers.com to learn more and to discover rewarding career opportunities.
Welcome back, 145 pounds around the horn. Julian Bertucci of Burl and Emmett Wolf of McGuffey underway. 145-pound final. Bertucci trying to look for a takedown. He's close to it, and he's going to get it. Third-place match, Ethan Bosco of Central Valley. William McNeil, some of you've heard this one, a freshman from Derry area. Fifth-place match, Caleb Patton from Washaw. He has a 3-0 lead over Carter Bizup of Ligonier Valley. And our seventh-place match, Brady Reitweiser of Burgerstown, already out to a 6-1 lead over Harper Sipes of Quaker Valley.
Championship match. It's Bertucci, Julian Bertucci out of Burl. He is the top seed. He is 39-4 overall. He has had two first period pins. He's only been on the mat not very long, and
Wolf,
I missed it.
Wolf almost caught him in a headlock there.
Oh, almost got
he
him.
He stepped through on the headlock and threw him, but Bertucci able to slip out of it, and they're back standing.
3-1 in Bertucci. He's got the lead.
Caleb Patton has a takedown in the first period. He leads 3-0 against Bizup of Ligonier Valley. They're into the second period. Patton will start down.
Shot underneath by Wolf. Emmett Wolf out of McGuffey, trailing 3-1 to Bertucci. He's got the leg. He's right on the edge. Time will call. Bertucci thinks he has a takedown. Sean Kearney says, no, you don't. I matter. I got the stripes. Emmett Wolf, 3-1 to score. Bertucci with the lead, 3-1.
Reitweiser of Burgerstown still leading 6-1 over Sipes of Quaker Valley. Patton, Caleb Patton, that is, of Wash High. 3-0 lead on Bizup. Patton trying to stand up to his feet. Bizup kind of ankles down, you know, hard on the ankle, brings Patton back onto the mat.
Wolf from the bottom to start this second period. He's down by a couple. Emmett Wolf, who was the third seed out of this bracket, knocked off William McNeil out of Derry. In a great match. I remember that one.
That was a very good one.
That was a great match.
Wolf wrestled extremely well in that one.
Now Wolf pops his head out. Now he's out. He's going to get at least one. That'll make the score 3-2.
We have a fall in our seventh place match. It's Brady Reitweiser of Burgettstown at 2:31 of the second period. Reitweiser, your winner, had a 9-1 lead over Sipes of Quaker Valley. He will be your 7th place finisher at 152.
Shot underneath by Wolf. Bertucci trying to keep that one leg in. Now they're on the floor, so that's going to stop the action.
Second period comes to an end for Caleb Patton and Carter Bizup. Bizup does a nice job of riding for the second period, but he still trails 3-0. Patton leading 3-0. He will now start the third period on top. Our third place match, we've had a lot of blood time and such like that. Ethan Bosco of Central Valley, William McNeil of Derry, no score in the second period.
Bertucci in on the leg, but then the funk roll by Emmett Wolf. And I don't think this is going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
I don't know. Bertucci's like...
Wolf's not doing himself any favors. Kind of turned into Bertucci there.
Yeah, he shouldn't have done that. Now he's in trouble. Well, I don't know. He's hanging on to it. He's like a dog with a bone there. He ain't letting go.
He ain't letting go. Great job from Wolf there. But, yeah, he turns into him like that. And I think Bertucci at least saw an opportunity.
Now he's out to the side, but Bertucci's now got, or I mean, Wolf's got the other leg, so Bertucci can't move up the body, and that's going to do it for the period. 3-2 the score. Emmett Wolf is kind of hanging in there.
Yeah, he's doing great. Again, you talked about his semifinal match, a well-deserved, well-earned victory, and he's showing off why he's in the championship. Caleb Patton gives up an escape to Carter Bizup of Ligonier Valley, but Patton does a great job. Is he behind him yet? No. Bizup hanging on to that right leg of Patton. Patton trying to get the takedown and extend the lead. He does get the takedown, in fact. It is now 6-1. Caleb Patton with under 45 seconds to go.
Wolf's going to go optional. Going to let him cut him loose. 4-2 the score. So Wolf needs a takedown. 4-2 the count. No one's been warned for stalling. It's been a pretty aggressive matchup. 4-2 the score. Emmett Wolf, out of the third seed, the senior out of McGuffey High School. He's 28-2 this year, taking on Bertucci, the senior out of Burrell. He is 39-4.
Caleb Patton with both legs riding on Bizup of Ligonier Valley. He's got it pretty well set.
Wolf's got the side headlock in there. He's got the leg lace. Can he finish it? Out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center.
Yeah, he had the head, but he didn't have the positioning, I think, to reel. That might have been a blessing for the whistle to blow or for them to hit the boundary. Winner at fifth place match, Caleb Patton, a 6-1 victory over Carter Bizup, your fifth place finisher at 145, Caleb Patton of Wash High.
Oh, Wolf tried that again, and this time he got caught. And he's a single leg shot underneath here into a double by Bertucci out of Burrell. He's got the double. He's deep in the waist as well, and he's steering him to the center of the mat. Wolf is going to either A, bail. He's got to bail, and he does. 32 seconds to go, and it's now 7-2.
What a great job,
Bertucci.
What a great job by Bertucci, too, to almost spin him back towards the mat to continue to climb the body and not force himself out. Bertucci's going to let Wolf stand up 7-3, but
Burrells are going to get their second WPL champion today. It's 7-3, 9 seconds to go. Derry's got 3 already. Burrells got 2. With this win by Julian Bertucci, a winner by a score of 7-3.
And with that, we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back and prepare you ready for 152 pounds. You're listening to AA Championship Wrestling on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Hi, this is Attorney John Patrisic, and I've been your hometown attorney for nearly 30 years. Whether it be family law, the preparation of wills and powers of attorney, or the administration of an estate, I'm ready to assist you. I also represent clients on real estate matters including oil and gas, local government issues, contract disputes, and civil litigation including personal injury. If you're looking for an experienced attorney, I have offices in Bentleyville and Washington. Call 724-239-2330 for a free consultation.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley. Just finishing up this 145-pound weight class. The remaining match, our third-place match, Ethan Bosco of Central Valley. He is tied with William McNeil of Derry, another outstanding freshman for the Trojans of Derry area. 1-1, 43 seconds to go in this third period before we jump to 152 pounds.
Well, they've had a bunch of blood over there.
Yeah, there's been too many stoppages, in my opinion. Got some good ones coming up, though. We'll run through the lineup here when we return. But Jonah Erdely, Victor Bonus, and Logan Noyes all getting ready to hit the mat here shortly at 152 pounds. So make sure you stay with us as we continue on with our coverage of WPIL 2A wrestling here from Chartiers Valley. Moving along. These days always just fly by.
Mm-hmm.
It's already 10 after 4, if you can believe it. But Bosco almost with a takedown there. I don't know how McNeil didn't give that up, but he's able to square himself back up. Bosco was 99% behind him, but McNeil fought it off, and a last-second shot, Wizard down by McNeil, and we have overtime.
Sudden victory. Here we go.
There you go. Sorry.
I call it overtime all the time.
I was going to say, I think that's something that's going to be hard to get out of my vocabulary.
No, you can't. It's hard to.
On their feet.
I do like how they do it, though.
I do, too. I no issue with the staging and the format of it. Just I want to call it something else.
Yeah,
right?
We do it all the time.
Out of bounds, the two wrestlers go, McNeil and Bosco. 42 seconds remain. All eyes locked in on this match as the other wrestlers at 152 pounds prepare nearby. Inside trip there, McNeil, but out of bounds they go. 28 seconds remain. Tie up on the right side. Shot in by Bosco, blocked into a standing front headlock, but he'll clear that, Bosco will, and McNeil pushes the tempo a bit as they near the near boundary. Exchange kind of half shots. And the first minute period of sudden victory has passed.
Well, let's go to the 30s.
And McNeil will get a chance to select first. He'll choose down. So 30 seconds now to wrestle through this. McNeil from the down position. I thought he maybe got a bit of a false start.
I did too, but nope.
Up to his feet. Back down now, side by side with Bosco.
He's keeping that Wizard in there.
That's only thing hanging on, but they are wrenching on each other. Now Bosco in on a leg, able to turn into McNeil and keep him down. And now McNeil working from his belly, just 5 seconds to go. And Ethan Bosco will survive the first 30-second period. Bosco will now go down. See what he can do. It's always bothered me as a wrestler waiting, just walking around. Gramby roll there by Bosco. Legs are in, though, by McNeil, so McNeil will continue to ride. McNeil getting a little high. Bosco trying to pull that leg out, the left leg, but now the head. He goes head hunting for it. And Bosco clears himself 2-1. He's got to continue to wrestle here through the 30 seconds. McNeil's going to come right at him, try to throw him. Step through as Bosco. McNeil pushes him out of bounds, just 4 seconds to go. Bosco got himself clear and thought he had sudden victory, so he turned around and...
Well, that's because the referee blew the whistle.
Oh, did he? I didn't notice that.
Yeah, he blew the whistle. And then he went, no, keep going.
I don't know, maybe it helps out. Bosco circles, and Ethan Bosco from Central Valley, your winner, 2-1 at 145 pounds. We'll be back to set the stage for 152 when we return on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Touchdown, Waynesburg!
Ever wanted to work behind the scenes of a sports broadcast? Waynesburg University's Department of Communication gives you the opportunity to do just that. Our students produce the show, call the action, and tell the story as it happens. Or get involved in the sports information side, taking stats, PA announcing, and delivering the results to a growing sports audience. The Waynesburg University Department of Communication is waiting to hear from you. So what are you waiting for?
For more information, visit waynesburg.edu.
Welcome back. 152 pounds around the horn we go. Your championship match, Lucas Boyer of Elizabeth Forward and Jonah Erdely of Frazier. They are underway. Third place match, Victor Bonus of McGuffey, Tristan Torkovitz of Mount Pleasant at 152 pounds. Fifth place match, Liam Jones of Burrow, Logan Noyes of Burgettstown. And your seventh place match, Logan Krull of Avonworth, Josiah Bosch of Beaver County Christian.
Erdely and Boyer here in the championship matchup.
Excited to see this one. Erdely's been outstanding, but man, we've seen Boyer have a couple of tough wins here today.
Boyer is only a junior. He's 26-3. Erdely, the senior, he is 27-1. Let's see how he does here. Boyer, the top seed, Erdely, the second seed. You got to give the committee credit on the seeding.
Yeah, they've
nailed it.
One more step to the tertiary.
Yeah, a lot of ones and twos
have made it through,
and a handful of ones and threes, and I think there's one fourth four seed, and that's it.
It's been
chalk, as they would say.
Yeah, very good.
Second period underway. Noyes starting down. No score with him and Jones.
Frazier Commodores trying to get a WPL champion again.
They had a couple of those with when Rune Lawrence was here a few years ago.
Yep. Rune and what's his brother's name?
Oh, goodness. Now it's going to bother me all night.
Yeah,
Rune Lawrence having a nice career down at West Virginia now.
Yeah.
One of the, I was looking this up the other day, 14 four-time PIAA four-timers. Rune Lawrence, one of them.
Choice to Erdely, he will go down. He'll work from the bottom here in the second period. No score in that opening one. No one really had a shot. They kind of just fiddled around there a little bit. They didn't do much.
Victor Bonus with an escape. He leads Torkovich 1-0. Second period. Noyes, no score in the second against Liam Jones of Burrell. Jones has ridden Noyes the entire time and has had Noyes flat on his stomach for the most of the second period.
Working toward the edge of the mat and working off the edge of the mat. Now trying to pull himself in. Out of bounds they go. They'll come back to the center and do this again.
Take down Victor Bonus. He now leads 4-0 on Torkovich. So nice job from Bonus here in the second period to find 4 points.
Boyer kind of dominates right off the whistle. Erdely didn't really move much. Now Erdely trying to get his hands free. He's got that claw across the chest, across the shoulder on the opposite side.
Yep.
Not much. Warriors are sitting on top of him right now. Down to 1:14 to go in this second period. Now Erdely comes to his feet. Boyer stays with him and drops him right there out of bounds. They'll put him back in the center.
Liam Jones of Burrow will ride Logan Noyes for the entire second period. It will be no score headed to the third. And Liam Jones will have his choice. Victor Bonus continues to ride in his second period. He got the escape and takedown against Torkovitz here in the second. So with 41 seconds to go, he leads 4-0.
Out of bounds they go. They'll put him back in the center. Now they're saying stalling, pushed him off the mat. Boyer did. So 57 seconds to go here in the second period. Boyer has been warned for stalling. Let's see if Early tries to jump the gun here a little bit. Push the issue a little bit after that warning.
Nice scramble there by Logan Noyes as Liam Jones had gotten to his feet. Noyes able to both hold on to the ankle, pick it up, and bring him back to the mat.
Oh, Boyer got two.
Wow.
He got two back points. He tilted him. He got two back points there. That's big. Boyer, 2-0.
You can see Erdely, while the match was going on, was looking over at his bench, I think, asking his coaches how that happened.
Yeah, it was. It was a good call. I'll give the official credit there. That was a good call. But I don't know. I thought he had that. I thought he had the two.
Bonus leading 4-1. Torkovich with a quick escape at the end of the second period. 4-1 bonus lead after one, after two.
Now Early, he needs a score here. He's turning into him. Early trying to come around. Boyer holding on to that leg. Early trying to get out. Early has a chance to score here. See if he gets a cross ace. A cross ace in here. Can't do it because he can't keep his balance that way. Now he's got him out to the front. He's going to get one. He's going to get one. That's a big point. 2-1.
Yeah, you're right. Needed something. Had the reverse there, but hey, you'll take one over nothing, and Early will trail 2-1 going to the third.
Boyer will go to the bottom. I'll give you this. That was a quick two, but I think it was two.
Takedown for Liam Jones of Burrow after an escape. He leads 4-0, so Liam Jones on his way to a fifth-place finish. Logan Noyes of Burgettstown looks like he's going to be our sixth-place finisher today.
That might be one of those cases where you see the brick fly in.
The challenge brick,
yeah.
Yeah,
challenge brick.
You might.
Saying, I don't know about that. I thought he had it, though. 2-1 to score. Boyer. Now, here's the thing with Erdely. When do you cut him? I think you got to cut him. I don't think he's going to put this guy on his back.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it. Up on fours, and you're right.
I think they said, we'll give you 30 seconds to try to turn, and then just cut him. Now, Early's got to be a lot more aggressive here.
Yeah, you're right. That first period was pretty pretty slow from both wrestlers.
Early, Boyer. Now, I will say this. Boyer has been warned for stalling. Remember when he pushed him off
the mat? You're right. So if Erdely can push the pace a little bit here, he might be able to turn it into something. 45 seconds to go, and Erdely, not a ton of urgency still.
Down to 37 seconds. Boyer's, he's content to do this.
Sure.
Early's going to have to shoot something. Jonah Early in trouble here. He's down by 2 points, 3-1. Tries to duck under, misses. Now snap down, now drives into him. Out of bounds. Oh, they call it for a stall. That's 1 point, 3-2.
You wonder if that was part of the strategy. Now 3-2, Early's going to go.
He kind of ran into him, though. I don't think that's...
Boyer with a quick shot. Early now defending. Boyer going to sit on that ankle. Early needs to climb the body. He's going to do it.
Oh, my goodness.
Jonah Early.
Oh, my goodness. He got it. He got the takedown with like 5 seconds to go. They made the call with three, and Early is your champion. 5-3 winner.
Tough loss there for Boyer. Great finish for Erdely. We'll come back. 160 pounds coming up next. This is WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Hello, this is State Senator Cameron Bartolotta. As you cheer on our high school wrestlers and the grit and determination they bring to the mat, I want you to know I bring that same energy to serving our district and delivering for our communities, fighting for jobs, empowering schools, and honoring American values. I'm running for re-election, and the May 19th primary is a big one for many races, including mine. Let's show up strong and get out the vote. Learn more at CameraForSenate.com, paid for by Camera for Senate.
Who better to get your pharmaceutical services from than local familiar faces you can trust? Here at McCracken Pharmacy, we aim to provide just that. Our mission is to take care of you in Greene County. We are a full-service pharmacy that offers an auto-refill program that arranges all of the patient's medications so that they are filled at the same time each month. We provide a full line of adult vaccinations, which are available to the general public without appointment. Don't hesitate to use our friendly delivery services, which bring medications to homes all over Greene County. Check out our website, mccrackenpharmacy.com, and download our app. McCracken Pharmacy, 595 East High Street in Waynesburg.
Underway at 160 pounds, finals match. Alec Palko of Jefferson Morgan and Ewan Olson of Derry Area. Third place match, Owen Ipsick of Bentworth, Antonio Perkins of Burl. Fifth place match, Braxton Carr of Laurel, Matt Dana of Quaker Valley. And our seventh place match, Javon Woods of Wash High, Garrett Newman of McGuffey.
Palko, a sophomore, now Jefferson Morgan, 33-7. Olson, a senior out of Derry, 35-10. Here at 160 pounds. This is the 4 seed versus the 3 seed. The 2 seed went down, and so did the 1 seed. Courtesy of these guys.
Yep.
So here's Olson out of Derry. That would be, if he would happen to win this, that would be their 4th WPL individual champion. Palko out of Jefferson Morgan matched up here with Olson. Trying to think the last Jefferson Morgan WPL champion would have been. Oh, Teasdale.
There you go.
Man, he's stupid.
No score there. Ipsick, no score with Perkins either. As they're into the second period, Dan of Quaker Valley, he has a 3-0 lead. No score. Woods and Newman, they're in the second period, 30 seconds in.
No score yet. That's going to do it for the first period. Palko and Olson scoreless. Choice to Green, and that'll be Olson, and he will take the bottom position. Palko throws the leg in. Now he works on that reinforced half up on top here. 160-pound championship final. Now he's got him leaning a little bit. Getting a bit high. Getting real high.
Turns into him is Olson. Yep.
And Palko's still holding on to that foot. He's not going to let go of it. He's wrapped around twice over there, around both legs, is Olson. Olson now is trying to reach for that head, trying to find the head and come around. Palko's still hanging on to that leg, and Palko gets out of this, I'll be shocked, because I'll tell you what, Olson's got him. Now he's reaching back, trying to throw that cross face in there. Palko does a nice job of trying to maintain that control. And look out, now he's sitting back. He better be careful.
Yeah, it's getting closer now, and he's going to finally bail out.
Yep. He's going to bail. He had to bail. If not, he was going to be put on his back.
Yep.
2-0 our score in favor of Olson. He's got the lead on Palko. 2-0.
Owen Ipsick leading 4-1 over Antonio Perkins of Burl. Ipsick more than halfway through the second period, shot in by Perkins. Ipsick does a great job to circle around with them, finally come to an inside single and bring Perkins to the mat. Owen Ipsick extends his lead to 7-1. Third period, quick Javon Woods of Wash High. He has a 1-0 lead over Garrett Newman. He got the escape in the second period. Newman will start the third period down.
Palko comes to his feet. Tries a standing switch. Come back around. Can't get loose. Olson still maintains control. Olson up around the shoulder area. We're down to 25 seconds. 2-0 in favor of Olson. Ewan Olson has got the lead. Rolls all the way through. Tries to tilt Palko. Palko now in trouble. Palko's going to give up at least 2 back points, if not more. He's going to give up at least 3, and that's going to make the score 5-0 in favor of Olson.
Wow, yeah.
5-0 lead.
To pick those up at the end of the period, too, just huge. And, man, this Olson looked impressive. Newman of McGuffey gets up to his feet. He's tied 1-1 with Javon Woods. here. Minute 20 to go in the third period. Owen Ipsic on the other side, handling his business against Antonio Perkins. Maybe a little ticked off is Ipsic after the semifinal loss to Palco. He's taking it to Perkins. He now leads 10-2 and has Perkins completely flat on his stomach.
Palco from the bottom, trailing 5-0. Tries to roll through, can't do it. Oh, get caught in a headlock. But rolls through that headlock. I don't think they're going to give him any back points there.
Nope.
5-0. Could have been, almost. Olsen hanging up on top. A nice initial move by Palco, but Olsen does a nice job of countering.
Ipsic lifts Perkins up. As Perkins tries to stand, he'll finally cut Perkins free, but a 10-3 lead for Owen Ipsic. He's looking good there. A takedown by, was it Newman? No, yeah, Garrett Newman, excuse me, of McGuffey. A late takedown. He leads 4-1 over Woods of Wash High.
Derry looking for their fourth WPL individual championship. Olsen controlling this match right now by a score of 5-0. 1 point escape for Palco. He's got to throw something here. He's got a minute to work with. 5-1.
Again, 152. Please be at the podium.
Garrett Newman, a winner by fall at 456, so he'll take 7. Javon Woods of Wash High, your 8th place finisher. Owen Ipsic also, his match coming to an end. Owen Ipsic, a 10-3 win over Antonio Perkins of Burl, your 3rd place winner, Owen Ipsic.
Olsen, the 3rd seed, leading Palco, the 4th seed. Palco can't get in there. 20 seconds to go. It's 5-0.
Yeah.
5-1, excuse me.
What an impressive performance here by Olsen.
Yeah, he dominated. Stalling Green, that's not going to matter much. That's against Olsen. And that's going to do it. 5-1, double leg shot right at the buzzer. He's not going to get it. 5-1, the final score is your winners, Olsen over Palco of Jefferson, Oregon.
And we'll be back with 172 pounds when we return on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Introducing personal loans from First Federal of Greene County. Now you can access up to $25,000 with no collateral, no application fee, and no closing costs. Plus fixed rate interest, flexible loan terms, and a simple application. This is a personal loan designed for your busy life. Visit ffgc.bank for more information or visit a loan officer in Washington or Waynesburg to get started today. First Federal Savings and Loan Association of Greene County. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, and MLS 458729.
Radio and TV today are cluttered with ads for car insurance. You might find these ads clever, funny, or even annoying. Hi, I'm Scott Day from the Day Insurance Agency. We like to keep things simple. We will give you the best possible coverage at the best possible price with great hometown service without all those gimmicks. Call us to get a free no-obligation quote with Erie Insurance. You might be surprised how much you can save. That's the Day Insurance Agency, 724-228-3448, or online at dayinsurance.com.
Welcome back. 172 pounds moving around the horn. Mason Horwat of Derry, a 3-0 lead over Dominic Willis of Laurel. That's your finals match, third place match. Ben Catullo of Burl, he has a 7-0 lead over Aaron Supler of McGuffey. Elijah Miller of Greensburg Salem, he has a no score against Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian. And your seventh place match, Charles Brinkle of Freedom, Camden Barkey of South Park. And actually, Barkey injury defaulted out of that one. So Brinkle, your winner. Barkey from South Park, your eighth place finisher.
All right, the Mason Horwat, top seed out of Derry, 46-3. He's only a junior. And he's taking on Dominic Willis, a junior out of Laurel. He is 22-6 overall. And he's getting some back points here.
So not wasting any time either.
No.
Supler trailing 7-1 to Catullo of Burl. They're into the second period now. at no score, Elijah Miller, Greensburg, Salem, and Bosch of Beaver Cotton Christian.
4 points on the near fall, 7-0 in favor of, still got 40 seconds in this opening period for Mason Horvath out of Derry. Cthulhu, 10-2 over Suppler out of McGuffey in the third place matchup. This Horvath, man, he's just running this guy from pillar to post.
There it is.
The pin. 1:44, the time of that fall. That is 5 WPL champions for Derry at this point. I think they got one more chance, too, for 6, if I'm not mistaken.
Cthulhu with another takedown. He leads 13-3 over Suppler.
Big lead there.
Elijah Miller of Greensburg Salem, a 1-0 leader. Jonah Bosch of Beaver County Christian, the fifth place match.
Now this is a next year will be a change of the sections and all that stuff. The WPL Wrestling Committee working on that as we speak.
Yep.
I'm jammed up here.
Oh, there we go. There we go. Got a cord management here. We're good.
So there's going to be some moving around. 4 schools are moving down to AA next year.
Say we might have a few new. Initials to join the bracket here. A couple big ones there, too. We talked about
Bell Vernon.
Yeah, Waynesburg.
Waynesburg.
I mean, especially in wrestling, you want to talk about some some oomph.
Waynesburg's always had the ability in the last few years. They just decided to wrestle up. And now they are into the next year they will be in AA. And more than likely, it'll be down in that section with West Green and Jefferson Morgan at that center. 13-4. 1-6-0. Cthulhu out of Burl, leading the way over there for third place. Horvath already got picked up a win and a fall at 172. He's your champion. From here, they head to Altoona next week, Friday and Saturday at Altoona High School. 4 mats. I think I was there last year. I think I went on Saturday last year.
I'll see you guys in Hershey.
You'll be in Hershey?
I'll be in Hershey.
Okay. Double leg shot here for Cthulhu as he comes to his feet. He's around the waist and he gets the takedown. That'll make it 17-4.
So if he can't, going to try to work towards the head and
he's got it tight too.
Tight around that arm and head. Going to reset the Will Cthulhu. 4-1 Bosch of Beaver County Christian with the lead. Our fifth place match. The other noise you hear in the background. Thanks again for joining us here on the audio side of things, WJPA.com and greensports.net. We appreciate your hope we brought you some listening pleasure here this afternoon.
17-5 now. 1 point escape for Suppler.
Take down.
Out of McGuffey. McGuffey's going to have a nice little contingent. 9 wrestlers moving on next
Absolutely.
Week to... They brought 9, and Jared Roberts is taking 9 there.
I think any coach would tell you that's...
That's
always the goal. So,
that's
yep.
the goal.
So sure, I'm sure there's some things that they wish would have gone their way, but yeah, bring 9 and take home 9, you'll take it.
And from there, I think, what? How many make it to state? 7?
I could check on that. I'm not sure what it is.
I can't remember what the bracket said. 6 or 7. I think it was 7.
Top 8 go to, we know that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But I mean next week.
Yeah. I'll have to check on that.
The reason I'm saying that because people don't realize that the WPL District 7 is a very large, small school area.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. There's a lot of smaller schools here. You go on the eastern part of the state, that's where all the big schools
are. That's
where
the big ones are, yep.
There's the takedown, 20-5, and that's going to do it. Or no, they didn't give it to him. All right, well, nonetheless, clock ran out. Suppler's going to finish fourth from McGuffey.
And it looks like, just real quick while we're here, Elijah Miller of Greensburg Salem is going to get a fall. He was losing 4-1 for the majority of that match. And a throw and a pin, and so Elijah Miller, your fifth place winner. Take a break, come back, get to 189 when we return here from Chartier Valley High School. WPIL Boys 2A Wrestling Championship here on WJPA.com and Greensports.net.
My Dream Fields has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Welcome back to Chartiers Valley. 189 pounds about to get underway. Our championship match, Brady Brown of Derry area against Malachi Peak of Best Center. Took Peak sudden victory to get to the championship. Brady Brown, the top seed, junior, 21-4 this season. Third place match will be Carmine Battaglia of Beaver County Christian against Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley. Our fifth place match will be Jack Miles of Laurel and Braden Taggart of Bentworth. And our seventh place match, Cash Main of McGuffey, Shannon Archie of Burgettstown. So far, no score on any of our four mats. Brown has Peak into a front headlock. Peak trying to grab at the left leg. Nice throw by there by Brown. Peak trying to match that upper body strength and trying to keep Brown from getting around. They're right on the edge. Still no whistle. There's the whistle out of bounds. No score. Back to the center. They'll go. First period over in the seventh place match. And Shannon Archie with the takedown. So he leads Main of McGuffey 3-0. Battaglia and Dunlap out of bounds. No score again. That's the third place. First period comes to a close. And our fifth place match between Jack Miles of Laurel and Braden Taggart of Bentworth. No score there either. Brown with the takedown of Malachi Peak. So 3-0. Brown now leads. Riding has that left leg of Peak scissored together. Braden Taggart's going to start on top here in the fifth place match against Miles. Miles up on all fours.
I found the information. The Southwest is going to send 7 to state. Northwest 4, Northeast 4, and the Southeast 5.
Lucky us.
Yep. That's got, you know, you're putting 3 regions and together, and it's, you know, there's going to be 17 wrestlers there next weekend.
Top 7's not as easy as it sounds.
No. Brady Brown leading Peak by a score of 3-0. We are in the first period. Got the takedown.
Miles will get an escape against Taggart. So 1-0 Miles leads. Still a minute 15 to go, second period. Taggart trying to get behind Miles. And he's going to be able to do it. Braden Taggart with a 3-point takedown. He now leads 3-1 in the fifth place match.
Brown picks up Peak, drops him right back down as Peak came to his feet. Brown, the junior out of Derry.
I think Derry's going to be a good wrestling team next year.
Yeah, they're going to be tough to beat.
Yeah, boy, you talk about, too, the sort of the quiet part of who knows what might be coming behind here.
That's the thing you don't know. You don't know who's behind them.
Right, you talk about the freshman class this year.
I mean, there might be 8th and 7th graders back here sitting like going...
Yeah, no kidding. Taggart with a takedown, but Taggart now leads 4-3. Let's just put it that way.
Brown from the bottom comes up to his feet. Peak tries to pick him up. Now Peak's just going to cut him loose. 4-0. Brown tries to sweep down on the ankle. Peak out of Best Center. Try and they're out of bounds. We'll put them back in the center. 4-0 our score. Brown leading. over Peak out of Best Center, Brown out of Derry.
Third period underway in the seventh place match. Shannon Archie, a 3-1 lead over Cash Main of McGuffey. Main gets an escape to begin the third period, so just need to take down here. Trails 3-1. Excuse me, Taggart of Bentworth leading 4-3. He'll start down to begin the third period against Miles.
Single leg shot by Brown. He's got single leg now, trying to trip him backwards. He's got the single leg, see if he can finish it, and he does, and Brown will get the takedown. Or no, they say no. Yeah, he's got it.
Haven't given it to him yet. There it is. See, I'm not sure. Maybe the officials had to get into place there to see it. Taggart with an escape. He leads 5-3, tries to cement mix over Miles. Unable to do so, but Taggart able to quickly adjust and get the takedown. Braden Taggart now an 8-3 lead over Jack Miles of Laurel in the fifth place match.
7-0 in favor of Brown. Brown with the lead. That's three straight wins for Derry in the championship. If he holds on to this lead. And Peake's going to have to do some big time moving. He's trailing by 7.
Shannon Archie of Bergenstown just 25 seconds away from the 7th place finish. He leads 6-1 over Cash Main of McGuffey. They're fighting on their feet right now. Main's going to need something big. Taggart on the other side in the 5th place match. 41 seconds to go. He leads 8-3 and appears to be in pretty good control of Jack Miles of Laurel.
Dunlop leading for 3rd place. 7-0 over Battaglia. Carmen Battaglia of Beaver County Christian.
Shannon Archie, your winner, 6-2. Seventh place match. Archie, your seventh place finisher. Cash Made of McGuffey, your eighth place finisher.
Going to the third period, Peake's choice, he's going to go neutral. He has not been able to assault Brown from underneath. One thing I've noticed about, this is what I'll say about Derry, they're really strong. their kids are strong kids.
I mean,
this kid here, this Brown kid, thank gosh.
Oh, man. He just chest to chest there and basically throws Peak over. And I think you could look at Malachi Peak and recognize he's probably one of the stronger kids here in this entire gymnasium.
Right.
And Brady Brown just chested to chest and threw him over. So you're right. I think that is all that needs to be said about that. Braden Taggart, your fifth place winner. He defeats Jack Miles of Laurel 11-4 at 189 pounds. Congratulations to Braden Taggart for his fifth place finish. Wrapping up, Trey Dunlap of Quaker Valley, a 10-1 lead over Carmine Battaglia of Beaver County Christian. So barring something unforeseen, Dunlap's going to be your third place finisher. Well deserved after his tough loss to Malachi Peak in that semifinal match.
Brown lets Peak loose. That'll make it 10-1, and now goes on a low single, and trying to hit a nice little switch around there is Peak, trying to get around and get around him, and they're going to say stalemate, and they're going to put him back on their feet. 10-1 to score in favor of Brown, and Brown,
that was probably the most vulnerable Brown's been this entire match, and even then,
yeah.
it really wasn't that bad of a position. At worst, he gets up a takedown there.
Heavily taped on that right knee, and I know that knee started to bend it a little bit in a weird way. So now,
man,
Brown's going to get another takedown, 13-1.
Just right into him, too. I mean, that is as impressive as you're going to find. Of injury time or blood time, it looks like Brown just...
Something about his wrist. Nope. I notice he doesn't have as many matches, 25 matches. So he has been fighting some type of injury. You can see how he's going to cut him loose. 13-2. He's going to have to get a couple more takedowns if he wants a technical fall, but he's down to 45 seconds. Brown out of Derry, dominating. Out of bounds they go.
Yep.
1 point for Green for stepping off the mat. Now it brings the technical fall into play. Another takedown and it's over. 14-2 is the score. And here's another takedown. That should do it. 17-2, technical fall win, 5:33 if you're into the time. We'll be back with 215 pounds.
Right?
Yep, that's perfect. Yep, WJBA.com and greensports.net.
From the first steps in new love to every scraped knee and healing embrace, the obstacles they will overcome to the victories they will achieve. You have walked this path beside them. These are the moments you live for. By protecting their health with a regular schedule of care, they can fully embrace all of life's little moments. At Cornerstone Care, we create healthier tomorrows today.
To schedule an appointment, visit cornerstonecare.com/locations.
Join the team at Schweinebraten Bus Company, a family-owned business in Washington. Schweinebraten Bus Company is hiring. Earn highly competitive wages with paid training and sign-on bonus, plus holiday and loyalty bonuses. Learn more. Call 724-222-4113. Proudly serving the area since 1929. Schweinebraten Bus Company, the shiniest school buses in town. Looking for great drivers like you. Call today, 724-222-4113.
Back here, 215 pounds around the horn. Championship match, Noah Lehue of Best Center against Colton Carlson of Laurel. Third place match. There it is. Aiden Kuhn of Burl and Ty Blasco of Derry. Geo Thompson of Elizabeth Forward and Adam Beloga of Burgettstown, your fifth place match. And Derek Diamond of Frazier and Tyler Clayton of Shar Houston, your seventh place match.
Bout number 400 is the championship match at 215. Colton Carlson out of Laurel, the senior, 35-4. Taking on the top seed, Noah Lehue out of Beth Center, 41-3.
No score as I look around the gym and see it. Look at our four mats. First period comes to a close between Clayton and Diamond. No score. First period also comes to a close between Thompson and Beloga. Those are the seventh and fifth place matches, respectively. No score there.
Layu almost gave up a takedown there toward the edge.
Yeah, should be able
to fight it off there against Carlson.
Carlson heavily wrapped up on that right shoulder of his. Same as that may or may not play a factor. Laurel's coach was the AA coach of the year. We've seen a number of their wrestlers have success here tonight.
Yeah, it's nice to see Laurel getting it back. That's where Jefferson Morgan went up to Laurel. They were the 5 seed, Jefferson. Laurel was the 4 seed in the team tournament.
That might be one of the longest drives in the WPIL between those two schools.
Yeah.
It's got to be close.
One time I had to go to, where did I, I went to Neshannock.
Which is just a smidge further, but same area, yeah.
Boy, they got a nice facility up there.
They do. Both my brothers are in the Neshannock School District, so I'm familiar with it. But yeah, no, where there to. I always love that when you get into, like, especially in football, single A, and you get some of those smaller schools on kind of the north and the far ends of the district, and you see some of those first round matchups, and you think, my goodness. You know, somebody's got to drive from, you know, Carmichael's up to Lawrence County or, you know, something crazy like that. So
it seems to me that West Green is always going to Union.
Right. Like, again, you want to talk about, again, just like the two opposite ends of the district.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, I'm not sure you could be more off the map than those two.
I'm telling you, it seems like every year, sometime during whatever sport it is, West Green's traveling to Union. Lehue now back underway. Made a little break there. 1:35 to go. Lehue will give up a 1-point escape here in the second period. 1-0 in favor of Carlson. Colton Carlson.
Beloga of Burgettstown trailing 1-0 to Geo Thompson of EF. Second period almost over there. Seventh place match. Derek Diamond will be your winner by fall at 2:49 over Tyler Clayton of Chartiers Houston. Diamond, your winner in seventh place.
Back over and out with Lehue. 1-0 to score. Lehue out of Beth Center. Wrestling for the Bulldogs. Single leg shot on Carlson. Missing. Oh, got in behind him though. And he's not going to be able to finish up. Oh, my goodness. He had a chance, yep. And he lost it.
Carlson,
that
just,
close. He almost had it.
I mean, just a man on the run a little bit there, just twisting and turning any which way he could to get away from Lakeview, and is able to do so. Beloga of Burgettstown still trailing 1-0. He is down to start the third period as he tries to find a point and get this match tied up. Able to clear himself, and he does.
You've got to remember, too, that the Spartans had a pretty good football program this year.
That's true.
You can see why. They got some big guys.
To the podium area, please, 189. And we need you to keep your feet up out of the way.
Beloga and Thompson tied at 1 minute to go, third period. This is our fifth place match.
Layu was around the waist again. He just ran out of room there. He almost had the takedown that time on Carlson again. That's twice that Noah Layu almost had that takedown.
Yeah, he's been right on it. Second period's going to come to an end. We'll see how he finds his point here coming into the third.
We'll go to the third. 1-0 our score. Layu will go to the bottom. And I'm sure he'll get his one-point escape and we'll first takedown win.
Be right back where we were. 1-1, Beloga and Thompson out. Just 20 seconds to go as they battle on the edge of the mat. Out of bounds, they'll go.
Well, he tries to roll over through.
Here.
He's got the arm. Let's see if he can finish it. He will get one.
Yeah.
Almost had two.
I was going to say, boy, he could have just found a way to kind of keep his body on top of him. He might have found a reversal there. Beloga and Thompson likely to go to overtime or sudden victory here. Just 5 seconds remaining. Got to be careful. No stalling call. And into it, we're going to go to a sudden victory in our 215-pound fifth-place match.
1:19 to go in this matchup, championship matchup at 215 from Noah Layu out of Best Center. Colton Carlson out of Laurel. Trying to control the wrist to the left side of Carlson is Layu. Keeps that wrist tied up. Carlson shakes it away again. They got basically 2 minutes to get a takedown here. Single leg shot by Layu. Oh, he got in behind. Let's see if he can finish it.
Once again, trying to bring him back onto the mat.
That's two.
Yep.
Or three.
He got it.
He got it.
Yep,
yeah,
he got it.
Layu got it. I didn't think he was going to give it to him.
Just as you were saying it, the inside official signaled to it.
4-1, Layu with the lead. Layu out of Best Center. He's got the lead.
Sudden victory. First period almost over between Adam Beloga of Burgettstown and Gio Thompson of Elizabeth Forward. First sudden victory period will come to a close here. 1-1 still the score.
False start green. That's on Carlson. Off the whistle. Layu controls. Layu's got the lead, 4-1. 25 seconds to go in the match. Tries to roll. Does Carlson. Layu blocks it easily. Layu is just pounding on top of his upper body on Carlson, keeping them down. We're down to 5 seconds left in this match. 4-1, and he turns Carlson to his back. He's getting back points. And Layu is going to be a WPL champion out of Bethlehem Center High School.
Yeah, congratulations, Noah Layu. We've got blood time here in our fifth-place match, so we're going to take a quick break. We'll come back at the end of this fifth-place match at 215 and go on to 285. You'll listen to WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Sarah's Candies makes fundraising simple and sweet. Sarah's chocolate bars and pretzel rods are made with quality ingredients. Ordering is easy, and you can earn up to 50% profit. Perfect for schools, sports teams, bands, and community organizations. They're the treats people know, love, and ask for by name. Visit sarahscandiesfundraising.com or call 800-255-7771 to get started today. Sarah's Candies Fundraising. When it tastes this good, fundraising is easy.
Welcome back. Just finishing up blood time here for Geo Thompson of Elizabeth Forward. He and Adam Beloga are tied at one apiece. There is 16 seconds to go in the first of the 30-second sudden victory periods.
Beloga's had a couple of these matches, hasn't he?
He has. It feels I've the least a couple of years that I've been doing this and the time that I've seen the Burgettstown wrestling team, it feels like Adam Beloga, every match he wrestles is it's a tight one. Up to his feet, and Geo Thompson's going to get the escape there. Into a headlock now. Thompson, he'll be content with taking his one. And Beloga will now have a chance to go down and match. Thompson riding on top. Beloga quickly up to his feet, trying to cut away, trying to break the hand. Thompson tries to spin him back down to the mat, unable to do it. Stalling call against Thompson. He now drops down to the leg, and they'll push out of bounds. Thompson completely ran his coach over, knocked him clear out of his chair.
They're all right.
Yeah, nothing like being on the sideline for a 215-pound guy coming right at you. Whistle blows Beloga back up to his feet. Thompson rips him back down, but we're going to get a locking hand and a reversal. Adam Beloga is going to lead 4-2 now after the locking hands call. Just 5 seconds to go, and Adam Beloga of Burgettstown is going to hold on to win 4-2. He gets the locked hands call plus the reversal 4-2. Beloga, your fifth-place winner. We'll be back with 285 pounds when we return to Shark Tier Valley High School. You're listening to 2A Boys Wrestling Championships on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Royal Ivy Rentals has everything you need for your next event. You may be planning a large wedding or a small birthday party. Either way, Royal Ivy Rentals has you covered. Royal Ivy Rentals has tents in many sizes and can supply banquet tables, round tables, fill and chill tables, linens, chairs, tent lighting, a portable bar, dance floor, coolers, heaters, and even yard games. So whether it's a big event or any old get-together, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all your party needs. 724-998-5805. That's 724-998-5805.
At Slovenian Savings and Loan, they understand you want convenience. That's why their mobile banking app allows you to bank from anywhere, anytime. They also know there's no substitute for personal one-on-one service from someone who cares about you and your family. Founded on honesty, integrity, and trust in 1925, and that will never change. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. Slovenian Savings and Loan on Boone Avenue in Strabane. SlovenianSavingsandLoan.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. Our final weight class, 285 pounds underway. Our finals match features Colin White of West Green and Casey Wilson of Laurel. In third place, it'll be Joe Wilson of Wash High against David Peters of Greensburg Salem. Our fifth-place match will be Landon Heath of Jefferson Morgan and Caden Shannon of Southmoreland. And our seventh-place match, Justin Papuga of Derry and Peyton Shom of Mount Pleasant.
Colin White, top seed, senior, headed to Kent State, 39-3 overall this year. Taking on Casey Wilson out of Laurel, 38-2, very similar records. He is also a senior as well for the Spartans. So the Spartans...
Yeah,
again, well represented in these heavier weights, aren't they?
You mentioned. I'm not sure the direct correlation between that and their football success, but I certainly think it cannot be overlooked. That
I have no idea.
That's what I'm saying. I cannot verify, but
I guarantee you they're part of it. Single leg shot by White. He's got the single leg on Wilson. Now he's just got to get him down. Drags him and then, oh, good job. Pull and then fall on him. There you go. 3-0. He's got the lead, Colin White. Out of West Green with a quick lead on Casey Wilson out of Laurel High School.
Yeah, still no score. Second period underway for both Landon Heath of Jeff Morgan and Joe Wilson of Wash High. Third and fifth place matches. Wilson rides on top in the second period, as does Heath.
Wilson will give up a one-point escape. So he's trailing 1-0. White is leading 3-0.
Open Heath there with a reversal, I believe. Yep, he will get the reversal. They have Southmoreland with the green, Jeff Morgan with the red, even though Southmoreland has red in it. But I'm not gonna spend too much time about that.
Nah, let that go.
It's not worth it. Heath Look. Leading 2-0.
He's going to take down. White is leading 3-0. Colin White, WPL returning champion. Finished fourth last year at state. I'm trying to do better this year. Might be the top seed next week. We'll have to wait and see. I think they are meeting tomorrow. The wrestling committee. Out of bounds they go. They'll put them back in the center, but the score 3-0. Colin White out of West Green. Leading 3-0 over Casey Wilson.
Another reversal each. Now for Caden Shannon, and Shannon's going to turn over Landon Heath. Heath trying to roll all the way through it. No near fall points given yet, but Shannon able to reverse back, looking for it. Joe Wilson going to fall, meanwhile, on the third place match. David Peters of Greensburg-Salem will fall with just 2 seconds remaining, so 2:58. David Peters, your champion, or excuse me, your third place winner against Joe Wilson of Wash High. Third period underway on our fifth place match. Caden Shannon, despite a few efforts to get him over to his back, still tied 2-2 with Landon Heath of Jeff Morgan.
1 point escape for the White. He's up 4-0. See if he gets that single leg again. 4-0 our count. Wilson takes a swipe at White's leg. Both wrestlers on their feet. Colin White. Hoping to become, how many state champions has West Green had in their school history?
Ooh. I was going to say, do you know that answer?
Yeah, I know. Zero.
Zero. But
this might be it.
Yeah, fourth place finish last year. Colin White's definitely going to be a name to watch.
He's the one that they're looking at right now. Colin White. Single leg shot, nothing. Colin White has a 4-0 lead, down to 20 seconds to go in his second period. He has controlled this thing pretty much from the outset. He got a takedown about 40 seconds into the mat.
Yep.
And then an escape. It'll be stalling. Called on red.
Landon Heath has now found a way to push Caden Shannon onto his back. Uh-oh, but now Heath on his back, a bit of a scramble. Heath able to jump back on. I'm not sure how they're going to score that. They're going to give 4 near fall points to Landon Heath. So he now leads 6-2 with just 15 seconds to go.
They gave 1 point to Casey Wilson for going to the face. Gary White, I'm looking at Gary down there, and he's like going, what did he do? I thought he called him for a stalling. He went like this. I thought he called him stalling, then he gave one. I said, I must have missed something.
Landon Heath, your third or fifth place finisher. He defeats Caden Shannon of Southmoreland 6-2. Heath, your fifth place finisher here at 285.
Back over to Colin White. Colin White now with a 4-1 lead. Riding up on top of Wilson. He's got him broke down. Now he's got him turned. And he's going to get him. Oh, no. Not quite to his back. Almost had him to his back. He likes to go out front there a little bit. Now he's just going to cut him loose to make it 4-2. Now that point is pretty big now. It came into effect there for that shot to the head. We think is what they called it. Something to the face. 4-2 the count. So Wilson needs a takedown to go up front. Colin White's got to be a little careful here. 4-2 the count. The defending WPL champion, Colin White. 4-2 the count. Out of bounds they go.
going to get injury time or blood time as White's headgear is off.
They just warned White for stalling, too, with 36 seconds to go. So White's been warned for stalling. And he's saying he's grabbing his headgear, is what Colin's saying. He's saying he keeps grabbing my headgear. See if Casey Wilson, now he's trying to get up around that head. Colin White now with a single leg. Drives into him.
I'm not sure.
Wow.
I'm not sure how that wasn't a takedown, but Colin White seemed to have that takedown. The officials are discussing it.
I think the guy, the assistant's saying, I think that was a takedown, and he's saying no.
And speculation, we don't know from up here. The official might have looked at him and said, that's on me, or I missed it.
Well, yeah, but he got a helper here.
Yeah.
4-2 the count. Colin White is going to pick up the win. 4-2 the final, and he is a two-time WPL champion, Colin White, out of West Green.
At 285 pounds, he's going to be wrapping up here. There's our seventh-place match. Papuga of Derry and Shawm of Mount Pleasant. They're in sudden victory, but we haven't been following that one. So we're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up from Churchill Valley High School. You've been listening to WPIL Boys Two-Way Wrestling Championship here on WJPA.com and greensports.net.
Built on a foundation of quality, safety, and integrity, Iron Synergy Cumberland Mine is committed to being one of the safest and most respected energy producers in the world. Located in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, our team is anchored by some of the hardest working and experienced miners in the industry. We take pride in helping to create tomorrow's energy today, as well as helping to make a difference in the communities from which we operate. To learn more about Iron Synergy or to apply online, please visit our website at ironsynergy.com.
In sports and in life, accidents happen, and sometimes people get hurt. The doctors at Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation specialize in orthopedic surgery, joint replacement, foot and ankle reconstruction, hand and upper extremity surgery, sports medicine and rehabilitation, and game time medical services. With main offices near Wild Things Park and offices in Waynesburg, Charleroi, McMurray, and on Vanadium Road near St. Clair Hospital, you can count on Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation.
What is Kinetic Fiber Internet? It's internet at the speed of light that helps you do everything better. It's a dedicated connection to your home that keeps everyone connected at the same time. It's cutting-edge technology that grows with you and lets you browse, stream, and game with virtually no lag or buffering. Ultra-fast, ultra-reliable Kinetic Fiber Internet. Internet better.
Welcome back to Chartreuse Valley High School as we wrap up a great day of wrestling here, 2-way championships. We're going to pass along some information about who's going and what is represented next week in Altoona, but first want to make sure we thank everybody who's able to make this possible for us. Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Butler County. Hernberger Insurance Agency on Route 19, just north of the Meadows. Shaft Drillers International, combined strength, unparalleled resources. Visit Green. Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visit green.org. Attorney John Patricic, nearly 30 years of experience, giving your case the attention it deserves. Waynesburg University, grow with us at Waynesburg University. Camera Bartolotta for Pennsylvania Senate. Find out more at cameraforsenate.com. McCracken Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy. First Federal Savings and Loan of Greene County. People you know, people you can trust. Day Insurance Agency on East Maiden Street, Washington, on Main Street, Hickory. Online dayinsurance.com, celebrating more than a half a century of service. CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. Cornerstone Care, creating healthier tomorrows today. Shrine and Broughton Bus Lines, the shiniest school buses in town, and they're looking for drivers like you. Sarah's Candies, supporting Pennsylvania Wrestling for over 50 years. Royal Ivy Rentals, when planning your next event, call Royal Ivy Rentals for all of your party needs. Slovenian Savings and Loan, big enough to serve, small enough to care. Irons Energy, creating tomorrow's energy today. Advanced Orthopedics and Rehabilitation in Advanced Surgical Hospital. And Kinetic Internet, better. Scott, I know you've got at least a rundown of the representation of Washington and Greene County heading to Altoona next week, if you want to run that down for
us. Yeah, okay, let's go ahead and give you a rundown here. Let's do this alphabetically. Avella was shut out, so Eagles, second year back in their program, will not have anyone going to Altoona next week. Bentworth will be taking 5. Beth Center will be taking 4. Burgettstown with 7. Chartiers Houston with 2. 1 from Fort Cherry. 5 from Jefferson Morgan. McGuffey, good showing. 9. They brought 9. They got 9 going. Washington taking 4. West Green will be taking 2. Frazier will be taking 2. Brownsville will not be taking anybody. And that's how it wrapped up there. The champions, individual champions, Derry had 1, 2. They had 6 individual champions today. Congratulations to them. Burrell had a couple, and 1 each for the following schools. EF, McGuffey, also Frazier, 1 for Beth Center, and 1 for West Green.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott, for that.
No problem.
Yeah, been a fun day of wrestling.
Enjoy
we
it.
Hope that you have enjoyed our coverage here today and all season long. A big thank you to Jacob Knizner, our producer, who's been here alongside us all day. For my broadcast partner, Scott Moore, I am Greg Smith saying so long from Chartiers Valley High School. This has been WPIL 2A Boys Wrestling Championship. We thank you. We hope to see you again and arrive home safely.